The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen. And tonight, back by popular demand, we have more with Paul Mark of Paul Mark and the Van Dorens. But first, here's a segment with Daryl Holter. This is the title track of his new CD, Crooked Hearts.
I met her on a wintry day from a guy I knew in my Red Wing days. He said she's the best for that kind of work. We cut the deal over a couple of beers in a no-name bar not far from here. Split a rock down the middle, nobody gets hurt. Well, she's a girl with special skills. She carries her own tools. And I'm the guy sets up the job inside. I fired up the Cadillac. She threw her bag into the back. And she smiled at me and said, I'm going for the ride. The target was a liquor store. We broke in through the alley door. I led her to the office and the safe. She took out her bag of tricks. I listened as the seconds ticked. Till finally all the tumblers fell into place. Scooped up all the money, put it in a paper bag. We jumped into the car I parked outside. She rolled down the windows, the wind blew her hair. She leaned her head back and sank to the air. I'm going with you. And the bag was gone, and the cops came crashing through the door. So now I sit in the county jail with a hell of a headache and a story to tell. And I feel like I've been here before. Some of us grow older and learn from our mistakes.
On Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, we have Daryl Holter. He's a singer, songwriter, guitar player whose musical background extends from country music to folk and rock. His new CD, Crooked Hearts, offers tales of crime, betrayal, adultery, and other dark subjects that are near and dear to our hearts. Daryl, welcome to the show. Why did you go to the dark side with so many of the songs in this new release?
Well, I was looking to try to explore something with basically dysfunctional relationships, and how people cope with these things and how people sometimes get into situations that they weren't planning on and how sometimes they get out of them.
So embracing the dysfunction.
You know, I was trying to get at a lot of different things. I mean, I've got a song about two people who get involved in a robbery that goes wrong. I've got a song about two people who are thrown together by circumstance with really no chance for a future. A lot of people in difficult situations. There's a few upbeat songs in it, or a couple anyway. But generally, it has that sort of dark side. And the album cover is even designed that way. And so it was really kind of the Crooked Hearts sort of idea.
Well, I think everybody can relate to, well, heartbreak.
I think that's right. Betrayal, deceit, deception, these things are there too. Misunderstandings, miscommunications. There's songs about people who don't really understand each other and probably won't. So those are some of the themes that I was searching for.
Well, you seem like such an upbeat guy yourself. It seems out of character, really.
I think I wanted to do something kind of different. My first album was a self-titled album of original songs. The second album was an album mostly about the West Bank music scene in Minneapolis during the 1960s and 70s. I just started writing these songs about dysfunctional relationships, and I just kept going with it. And then I selected some covers that I thought worked well, too.
Yeah, let's talk about how you chose the songs to go onto the CD, because I noticed you have about five covers.
Yeah, more than I did in my second album, but I really had a hard time leaving any of them off. You know, Mary Brown is a classic tale of, you know, actually murder, love and murder.
And betrayal.
And total betrayal.
Adultery. I mean, there's so much good stuff in there.
and Dave Elvin, I worked with a little bit on the album, and he was an interesting person to work with. Love is Just a Four-Letter Word is a very interesting song. It's a Bob Dylan song. It's a song that Bob Dylan never recorded.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song that is a kind of a background feature in the famous film Don't Look Back. You may recall Bob Dylan writing the song and Joan Baez playing it. And the whole song, Love is Just a Four-Letter Word, it's kind of a cynical Bob Dylan approach to things, very characteristic. And Joan Baez is singing it, and then during the course of the film, they basically break up. What I found was interesting about this song was that I had been playing the song for years. I knew it from the Joan Baez version. When I took out the Bob Dylan lyrics, I noticed there was one verse that was missing, and the last verse wasn't there in the Bob Dylan lyrics. And it does appear in the Joan Baez cover of it. So I concluded that Joan Baez wrote the final verse. It is a different verse, really best sung by a female. And my daughter, who's a very accomplished musician and composer herself, Julia Holter, sang the last verse.
Wow. Well, you have a big Minneapolis connection.
I was born there, and I was there until I started graduate school in Wisconsin. So Minneapolis is where I grew up. I was, as a little kid, I played in country western music and little local shows and television and did other things.
How old were you when you first went on television to play music?
I think I was five.
That's
six,
incredible.
Maybe. I had my father's Gretsch guitar, which was basically larger than I. And then I did that. And then I went through a folk music scene and civil rights movement stuff when I was in college and the Vietnam War, et cetera. So the music, you know, started with country as I was a little kid and evolved through these other forms of music as my own consciousness evolved.
Right. You did have a lot of social consciousness in your music. I understood that you did protests for the AFL-CIO.
When I was in graduate school, I was working on a PhD thesis in history, and I was working with in labor history and labor management issues. And during that period of time, I was involved in organizing the teaching assistants and then the professors, and pretty soon the AFL-CIO State Federation asked me to come and work for them, and I cut my teaching down and did that. During that period of time, I started the Labor History Society, and I actually recorded an album on labor songs with Larry Penn. I played with Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie and did a lot of interesting stuff, and I played on probably dozens of picket lines in those days.
That's amazing.
Of course, many people have played with Pete because he's so outgoing, you know. I don't want to go overboard, but he played with Pete Seeger, you know, Pete being such a sweet and lovely person.
Yeah. I understand that for a while you stopped writing songs.
Yeah, well, you know, at some point in, I don't know when it was, I think it was like 2001, it got to the point that I just wasn't writing anymore, and I had written, you know, maybe about 55 or 60 songs, and basically just kind of played them for myself mostly. I had a song going, which I did finally record, but at the time I couldn't finish it, and it was called The Last Chorus of the Last Song. And I had the tune, I had the hook, I had the whole thing set up, but I wasn't able to finish it, and I just kind of stalled at that point. And what happened was, it's kind of interesting, what happened was when I met Ben Wendell, who is my co-producer, and I played a bunch of my songs for him, and he said, you know, there's some pretty good ones here, and we decided to make an album. So we went into the studio, we recorded at Capitol Records, and we went in, and he brought in some great musicians, and that was really the first time I had played with really other musicians. And it was really incredibly stimulating to hear my songs that I'd been working on for years done in a new kind of way. And just watching them, hearing them emerge was really an incredible experience. We finished up the recording, and I had to do some final vocal work on a few places, and I went in to do this. And then I told Ben, I said, you know, I just wrote this other one the other day called Blues in Your Pocket. And I was slicing food, and I cut my index finger, so I had to play these chords without using my index finger, and I created a song around that called Blues in Your Pocket. And what happened is that after I finished recording for the first album, I finished up that song, Last Chorus of the Last Song, and about five or six new songs poured out of me, like literally within weeks. And it was a really interesting experience. It's almost like the cathartic effect of the first album. Once it was in the can, all this new stuff came out. So, whoa, that was really interesting, an interesting period. And that's when I decided to do the second album.
It's always interesting when artists feel they've said what they have to say and then come back to it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting to find there's more down there in the well when you dig around a little bit.
Well, we're glad you did. Welcome back. What's it like working with Ben Wendell?
Well, Ben, as you may or may not know, is an extremely talented saxophone player and the leader of a jazz group that's quite famous called Kneebody. He plays a lot in Europe and lives on the East Coast and sometimes in Santa Monica. I was looking for someone to work with, and it was suggested to me that he was a really talented guy, and we just hit it off, and so it's been great working with him.
And you've worked with him on all three of your
albums?
All
three of them, yes.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a good partnership.
Yeah, we work well together. I was just with him this last weekend.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
It's been fun to be here. Thank you.
His new CD is Crooked Hearts. We thank Daryl Holter again. And we're going to play out with one of the tunes that I think is perhaps one of the most upbeat, Walking the Long Miles Home.
Oh, the last bus has gone, or maybe I'm wrong. It just doesn't exist. Be crossed off your list. So I'm walking the long miles home, and I don't mind losing you. In fact, I feel better each step of the way. In the dark, I rehearse all the right things to say. I'll be home, I'll be sober by break of day. Not a soul is around as I put more ground between me and you. And the whole town's asleep, or maybe they're deep in that old voulez-vous. So I'm walking the long miles home, and I don't mind losing you. Got the moon there for company each step of the way, and the rhythm in my shoes keeps all the blues away. When you ride Shanks' pony, you don't have to pay. Walking the long miles home. Oh, the party was great.
I'm walking the long miles home, and I don't mind losing you. There's nobody out but the cop on the beat, and he's snoring so loudly I don't hear my feet. I just laugh to myself and move down the street.
Stay tuned after the break for the new single from Paul Mark and the Van Dorens. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy, with complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's the latest single from Paul Mark and the Van Doren's new CD, Smartest Man in the Room. This is One More Coat of Paint.
Well, I fell behind on payments. Now the bank's closing in. Gonna chop around the market. Head on down the road again. One more coat of paint. One more coat of paint. Slap it down and wipe her up. Should be enough. One more coat of paint. She's a handyman special. Needs some tender love and care. You'll find her being the solid jack when you strip her bare. One more coat of paint. One more coat of paint. Slap it down and wipe her up. Yeah, one should be enough. The upkeep, too much rain and abuse. Now the pipes are rattling in the walls, the screws are rotten loose. Yeah. One more coat of paint. One more coat of paint. Slap it down and wipe her up. One should be enough.
Thank you. doubt she's pressed for speed. If Wolf could talk, he'd find out how much work she really needs. One more coat of paint. One more coat of paint. Slap it down, wipe her up. One should be enough. One more coat. Yeah, she'll shine like something new. Yeah, maybe for a week or two, yeah.
Last week, Paul Mark of Paul Mark and the Van Dorens joined me in the studio for a special interview. In this segment, master blues guitarist, singer-songwriter Paul Mark talks about recording his brand new CD, Smartest Man in the Room.
We had a great time in New Orleans recording, and the band behaved themselves fairly well. We didn't get tossed out of too many places, and we were friendly with the police, so everything was good.
That's always good. Just
a great place to absorb everything. You know, when you go out at night and you stay out till 4 in the morning, you know, you get out of the studio after midnight or sometime 2 in the morning, and then you go and find some place. Because you can still find, New Orleans is one of those cities you can find things late at night, which is nice. And when you run into people who are really doing the thing that you really want to be doing yourself, it's a powerful influence. It really kicks you in the butt and says, we got to top that. We got to do better than that. Or that's a really good idea. And to have that in your face all the time while you're there is nice. People often ask, why don't you record in New York City? You guys are from New York, you know, great studios, great vibe, you know, lots of great music things. Well, we're kind of a southern sounding band, and the rhythm thing is really important to us. So not only being influenced by the place where you're playing is great, but also there's the other thing where just socially, you really need to take everybody out of where they're comfortable and take them somewhere else. Because if people are going home at night to their girlfriends, it just changes the way they show up the next day at the studio, and they got to get back in gear. And it's like, no, we're just going for a couple of weeks. We're going for a week here. You're just going to stay here, and you're just going to record. So it worked out well for us. It usually does. We're usually pretty prepared. You know, we're not Aerosmith. We don't show up with a 4-month studio budget. We're independents, you know. So we're usually ready to hit it anyway when we get there. The meter's running, guys.
Always wise.
We're not going to have 50 takes of this song.
But you also did some recording in Memphis.
Yeah, I've done pieces of 6 or 7 of my records in Memphis. I have a big connection network in Memphis with all the great people, biggest of which is Jeff Powell, my co-producer. He's a great guy, and he's recorded all kinds of people. You just name it, B.B. King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimmy Vaughan. The Afghan Whigs are one of his big connections that he works with. Just lots and lots of great artists. He did some work with Bob Dylan, and he and I have just been buddies for, I don't know, God, I think he worked on my second album. And this is my 9th, so we've been together for a long time. So between the two of us, we get together and we pull the whole thing together for the most part in Memphis. It's great. We have a network of people we can work with, engineers, studios, musicians, and just the general vibe of Memphis is great. You know, it's a music town. You know, there's always something going on, something crazy. A little touristy down in Beale Street area. It's kind of fun to poke your head in. Sometimes you see cool things. But, you know, there's other areas in Memphis, the Midtown area. You can tell I spend way too much time down there. But it's just, again, it's a great music town, so you can pick up all kinds of great things just from hanging out. Yeah, I love it. It's really a nice place to hang out. I'm not sure I'd live there, you know. It's just, you know, I'm a New York kid, you know. Just I got to have something about the smell of bad hot dogs in the street and, you know, things like that and rude cab drivers. If I stay away from that too long, I start to break out, you know.
You mentioned Bob Dylan and that Jeff Powell had worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
You have just one cover tune on your CD. Often you have none.
Right.
And it's Don't You Tell Henry. It's a Bob Dylan tune.
Right. It's a Bob Dylan tune that was recorded on the basement tapes with the band. And on that track, those of you who are big Dylan aficionados and love rock music, if you've never heard the basement tapes, that sometimes you got to couch these things because sometimes people don't know. But not hearing the basement tapes is like not hearing Exile on Main Street or something. It's just not, you're not really in the game unless you kind of hear these things.
Yeah.
And it's just a great record. And one of the great tracks is Don't You Tell Henry. And Levon Helm, the late, great Levon Helm, sings on it. And I'm telling you, he blows his head off singing it. It's just great. And I always loved it. And so I went in the studio and just said, guys, let's do this. Let's not do it. you know, their band sounds like they're from, you know, like rural Nebraska or something when Dylan was playing those songs. They sound really rural and really great country, you know, strange rock band, weird rock band. But I said, let's try and do it a little more bluesy and a little more Texas-y, and we'll kind of punch it in that direction. And then we brought in some great singers with us, some of the gals in Memphis who I work with, Susan Marshall, Stephanie Bolton, and Reba Russell, all of whom are recording artists on their own. And they live in Memphis, so it's one phone call. And if they're in town, it's like, yeah, we'd love to come down and sing. All right, ladies, you got a job tonight. So we recorded, and we did a video for that, too. So it's, if you go to paulmark.com, you can take a look at the video, and it's a... I think it's pretty cool. It's a good vibe. You know, everybody's having a good time. You know,
video is tremendous. It's to me, it's like what a night in the club ought to be.
Yeah, it's just a fun, crazy vibe. We just ask everyone we knew in Memphis, and all these people that I know down there know on tons of others. They just show up at the studio. You know, Paul Mark and his friends are going to record something here, and you can just hang out and drink, and it's free beer. I don't think it was the Paul Mark angle. I think it was the free beer. The free beer. All of a sudden, their ears prick up. Oh, did we have a crowd?
And tremendous. Just tremendous.
Yeah, we had a lot of time. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was fun. It was all head arrangements, too. You know, you just get together in 10 minutes and, you know, here's the song, girls, and here's what we're going to do. And we're just going to hit this. And they're all like, yeah. And they're like, Paul, why are you doing it that way? Why don't you do it this way? I'm like, all right, we'll do it your way. Like I say, they're good singers. They know what they're doing. So.
Oh, they were... spectacular.
Yeah, they're really great. You know, they look great too. It's
kind of beautiful.
Like, wow. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You look good yourself.
I don't know about that. Well, you can do a lot with lighting.
One of the things you do on that CD that I don't think I've seen you do on any other CD is that you just did a microphone singing. You don't have a guitar with you.
Yeah. Actually, we did the vocal take after we had got the band track down. So it was really a vocal session. So we were just doing the vocals after we got the band track. And I don't think I've ever actually sung on stage without a guitar in my hand. So that's something I just never do. I don't even know how to. I mean, just I'm like, what do I do with my hands?
You did just fine.
Yeah, we had fun. It was great. You know?
I was looking at it. I'm going, where's his guitar? Where's his? Yeah. Oh, he's not. And I figured it out. I knew you had to have been, like you say, done the tracks before. But
yeah, it's a funny scene because we were we stopped before we started, and we had 50 people there in the studio just drinking beer and having fun. And I go, guys, I know you might have been told you're coming to a recording session, and you are. We're doing the vocals. But actually, we're just doing the vocals, so the band's not here. And you'd be remarkably how many people don't know that that's how you actually – I mean, that's pretty much how you make records.
Yeah.
With, not just now, but 30 years ago, that's how they made records. You know, you get the track, and then you do the vocal, you know.
Right.
And so we said, so everybody in the room was like, wow, I didn't know you did it that way. Probably a lot of things you don't know about this fancy recording business. It's all secrets. It's all industry secrets.
And they're being revealed. Let's hear that Memphis recorded track from Paul Mark and the Van Doren's brand new CD, Smartest Man in the Room. This is Don't You Tell Henry.
Well, I went down to the river on a Saturday morning. I was looking around just to see who was born. I spied a little chicken down on his knees. I went up and yelled, oh, and plead, plead, plead. He said, now don't you tell Henry. Don't you tell Henry. Your fly. Well, I went down to the beanery at 12:30. I was looking around just to see myself. I looked high and low. I looked up above. When who did I see but the one that I love? She said, now don't you tell Henry. Don't you tell Henry, apples got your fly.
news you did. Now don't you tell Henry.
Don't you tell Henry.
Yeah, don't you tell Henry.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and you can follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Stay tuned after the break for brand new music from Paul Thorne. Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric. Your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109. Or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, and you can check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's the title track from a brand new CD from Paul Thorne. This is an Elvin Bishop song with Elvin Bishop on guitar. What the hell is going on?
hotel and get out of your sight. Oh, oh boy, the good old days are gone. Won't somebody please tell me what the hell is going on?
Fox's Hollywood Spotlight can be heard every week at this time. Lori Millan understands that sometimes a girl can't help it if she carries a torch. From her A Place in the Sun CD, this is Still in Love.
Every morning I try to lift my head, roll up, stumble out of bed, dreams of you. Test my heart. I can't help it. I'm still in love with you. Shuffling feet to the old French press. Grab a cup, how to get into this mess. All this time, how could I be so blind? I can't help it. I'm still.
Everything is easy once you're untied. Living the You just can't relate to feeling good now. Always perfecting the end for a tortured genius who lost his mind. I have seen the light come beaming, and I'm feeling like a rock and roll suicide. My brain is bleeding, my soul is kneeling, and I'm feeling like a rock and roll suicide. A rock and roll suicide. My brain is bleeding, my soul is kneeling, and I'm feeling like a rock and roll suicide. I have seen the light come beaming, and I'm feeling like a rock and roll suicide. My brain is bleeding, my soul is kneeling, and I'm feeling like a rock and roll suicide. My friends are all gonna hit the ceiling, and I'm feeling like a rock.
This is Carolyn Fox inviting you to follow my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Rebecca Zapin always has an interesting twist on things. From her new Nest CD, this is her cover of a Robert Palmer tune called Addicted to Love.
Your lights are on, but you're not home. Your mind is not your own. Your heart sweats, your body shakes. Another kiss is what it takes. You can't sleep, you can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep. Your throat is tight, you can't breathe. Another kiss is all you need. Whoa, you like to think that you're immune to this stuff. Oh yeah. It's closer to the truth to say you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to love. You see the signs, but you can't read. You're running at a different speed. Your heart beats in double time. Another kiss and you'll be mine. A one-track mind, you can't be saved. Oblivion is all you crave. If there's some left for you, you don't mind if you do. Oh, you you're immune to this stuff. Oh yeah. It's closer to the truth to say you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love.
come back after the break to hear new music from Macy Gray. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy, with complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
From her new release, Covered, here's Macy Gray with a mashup between Kanye West's Love Lockdown and Nina Simone's Buck.
I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. What I had to do, from you, I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and it haunted me all the way home, so you never know, never, never know, never know enough, till it's over love, till we lose control, system overload, screaming out and out, and out and out, I'm not loving you, the way I wanted to, see I wanna move, can't escape from you, see I keep it low, keep it secret though, everybody else don't have to know, keep your love, lock down and you lose. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. I can't keep my cool, so I keep it true. I got something to lose, so I gotta move. I can't keep myself and still keep you true. So I keep in mind when I'm on my own. So we're far from home in the danger zone. How many times did I tell you fall? It finally got through, you lose. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. See, I had to go. See, I had to move. No more wasting time. You can't wait for life. We're just wasting time. Where's the finish line? Give me your love locked down and you lose.
I'm loving you.
listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And you can follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. From his Late Nights and Early Mornings CD, here's Don Miggs wondering, where have you been?
Started out as a distant thunder, rolling in across my soul. A warm, familiar voice that whispers the bigger truth I should have known. She wanders now between the madness, paints a sunrise on my heart, and shows me love when I am faithless. Brings me light when I am dark. Just when I thought the dream was tainted, it's clearing again and I'm falling in. Tell me, where have you been? What took you so long to finally come home? It feels like life can begin. Isn't this where we came in? Tell me, where have you been? With my eyes I see the new day. Every moment on her face, while the ghosts of all our lifetimes come together in this place. And once again you'll see what I see. Leave a message in the sand and walk together through the madness. I barely understand. Just when I thought the dream was tainted, it's clearing again and I'm falling in. Tell me, where have you been? What took you so long to finally come home? It begin. Isn't this where we came in? So tell me where. Look at the shape I'm in. Where have you been? Isn't this where we came in? And where have you been? Where?
This is Carolyn Fox, host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, inviting you to come back next week when our special guest is going to be Lisa Haley of Lisa Haley and the Zyta Cats. She's going to be discussing her new release, Joyride, from another one of Lisa's CDs. Here's King Cake.
And we'll leave. Down to the water, I'm gonna whisper to the waves.